Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll get a Red Bull update from Kuwait, talk about the 3M Military Support Network, and meet another Yellow Ribbon company. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
In April, we celebrate Earth Day, honoring our commitment to environmental preservation. With more than 13,000 service members and civilians working in 58 different communities across our great state, we have the potential to make a positive environmental impact. Just one example of our commitment is the 60-acre, 10-megawatt solar field now operational at Camp Ripley. Harnessing the power of the sun, this project produces enough energy to power the entire camp, earning Minnesota the Pentagon's Environmental Award for Natural Resources Conservation. The Camp Ripley Solar Project is just one of the many environmentally conscious efforts made by your Minnesota National Guard. Whether it's our renewable energy projects, wildlife management, or building new energy-efficient facilities, we're taking action to protect our shared environment, not just on Earth Day, but every day. For more information, please visit MinnesotaNationalGuard.org/environment. That's MinnesotaNationalGuard.org/environment.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. More than 650 soldiers of the Minnesota National Guard's 34th Red Bull Infantry Division headquarters are on a 10-month-long deployment in Kuwait to provide leadership, command, control, and in-depth staff analysis for Operation Spartan Shield. And joining us today is Chief Warrant Officer 3, Mark Learned, who serves as the Minnesota National Guard's 34th Red Bull Infantry Division as the Signals Intelligence Officer in charge. Chief Learned, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I understand you're having a little storm over there right now because our equipment's been in and out, but we're happy to have you on Minnesota Military Radio. How's everything else in Kuwait?
It's getting hot out here, but I'm glad to be here with you today.
Now, can you share with us how long have you been in the military?
I've been in the military since 2001. It's about gone on 18 years now. I joined right after 9/11 happened, actually. So I signed the papers a couple months after that event, and it's been a long time, but here I am.
Now, I understand this is your fifth deployment.
Yes, I've got a couple years in Iraq, a tour in Afghanistan, and also this is my second tour in Kuwait now.
But this is a first for you because it's a first deployment since you got married.
Yes, I got married to my wife, Erin, in May, and then we mobilized and activated in September of the same year, so just last year.
Well, I hope with today's technology that you're in contact with her as often as you need to be or want to be.
Absolutely. It's nice here being in Quakes. We actually have good access to Wi-Fi.
Now, sir, can you tell us about your position? I understand you serve as the Red Bull Infantry Division's Signals Intelligence Officer.
Yes, so I'm a warrant officer in the Minnesota Army National Guard, and so my specialty is in signals intelligence. So I deployed here with a team of 16 soldiers, and what's great about doing what I do is I get to deal with different information every day.
And, Mark, we've got a special guest in these.
He comes to us.
Mark, we've got a special guest in the studio from 3M, which is where your civilian employment is. It's Mr. Niels Gott.
Hi, Niels.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Pretty good.
Now, Mark, I understand that over at 3M, when you get back from deployment, that you're in information technology risk and compliance analysis for Minnesota-based 3M.
Yes, I've been there about 3 years now, and I work with a pretty good team over there. I help try and keep 3M's information secure.
Now, Niels is here today. He's going to tell us in the next segment a little bit about the 3M Military Support Network, but I think he's here, probably has a couple of shots he wants to take at you, but we'll try to keep it clean. Can you tell us what's your typical day look like over there in Kuwait?
So over here, I'm pretty much on a routine. Get up pretty early in the morning around 6:30 and start just getting ready for work. Pretty standard dining facility hours, go eat breakfast, take a long 30-minute walk into work. There are buses here, but I choose to walk. And then I just do work for most of the day, about 9-10 hours. And then I get some food on the way back home, and I basically call it a day.
So you get into a pretty basic rhythm each day, day in, day out.
Yeah, time actually flies by once you get in that routine.
And there's a big difference between what your wife's doing back home every day than what you're doing there.
Absolutely. She's absolutely had to pick up some of the things that I used to take care of, and she's doing it without me there. But I'm grateful to have some wonderful neighbors and friends who have reached out and checked in on her, as well as some people from 3M's Military Support Network that have reached out to her and offered support as well. So it's very appreciative.
Mark Niels is sitting here smiling. He's into the civilian routine now that he's retired and over at 3M, and I think he's having flashbacks to his deployments.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, but Mark's exactly right. You get into that Groundhog Day, and you just each day is the same. But it's the family back home that you gotta watch out for, because they're really carrying the burden.
Mark, how much support is your wife getting back home and from the Yellow Ribbon Networks and from the 3M Military Support Network?
She's getting a lot of support. As people have reached out to her, she's gone to some military family readiness group events. She's gone to the Eagle Group events, which are held at different locations around the Twin Cities. I think it's held at Cargill. But there are different events that she's gone to, and she's reached out to a lot of supportive families. She never served in the military, so this is a new thing for her, being married to a military person. But it's great that we have a lot of these resources in the Twin Cities area and a great supportive team that reached out from 3M.
And Mark, you may have heard we had quite a February with a lot of snow, and we just had some more snow the last couple of weeks. I hope those Yellow Ribbon Networks and your neighbors were helping your wife with that.
Well, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to my neighbor, Rick. He has snowblowed and taken care of the driveway ever since I moved in there 9 years ago. I'll be very happy, because I've never had to snowblow or shovel my driveway, and that's all thanks to my awesome neighbor Rick and Connie across the street. And so I'm sure my wife will echo the same thing, because it's great to have great neighbors.
I can see you shoveling the snow next winter, Mark. Paybacks, as they say. How's your team performing over there?
They're doing actually a really good job. Like I said, I brought over 16 soldiers here earlier, and a few of them are spread out to different parts supporting different teams out here. And from everything I've heard and when I visited them, they're doing a fantastic job out here. And in fact, a couple of them were recognized with a coin from somebody from a higher headquarters, a general, presented them for excellence. And so it's just great to see all the awesome work that they're doing out here.
So a pretty neat position, being the signals intelligence officer in charge and supporting the mission over there.
Yes, it's a great thing. I love doing my job. It's different from day to day, and that's what keeps me interested in it.
Mark, I understand that your deployment is over halfway. You just got a few months left. It's kind of downhill from here, isn't it?
Yes, things are starting to ramp up. We're just starting to create our continuity documentation for the next unit coming in, so we want to make sure that we have a good handoff to make sure they can hit the ground running.
So just like you had some advanced people there before the Red Bulls arrived to look over the situation and get used to what the mission was going to be, you're now at the point of your deployment where you're getting ready to brief the next unit that's going to take over after you.
Yes, it's a very important process, because once we leave here, we're gone. We're not doing this day-to-day like an active duty unit or a National Guard unit, so we go back and we'll have our 1 week and a month to exceed. So once we leave, it's the whole mission's on them. We want to set them up for success.
When the Red Bulls took over, when you started your mission, I understand you got off to a fast start because the handoff was pretty good. And knowing Red Bulls like I do, I'm sure that you're doing everything possible to make sure that the next unit gets off to a great start as well.
Absolutely. So from my section, we're creating little trackers right now to make sure that anyone can be put into there. We can make sure we check the boxes for everything. Sometimes when you set up accounts, it's a one-time thing and you forget that you had to do it and the troubles you had to go through. So we want to make sure that they don't have to go through those troubles. So creating some detailed documentation, making sure everyone stepped through it so that no one falls through the cracks there and everyone's taken care of.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio. I hope the rest of the mission goes quickly, and we look forward to welcoming you home in a few months.
Thank you, Tom.
For our listeners, please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Niels Gott about the 3M Military Support Network and his career and the deployments that he was on. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today, we've been having our Red Bull update from Kuwait, where we talked with Chief Warrant Officer Mark Learned. And our guest in the studio is retired Major Niels Gott. And Niels, can you share with us how long you were a Red Bull at one time and you served in the Guard?
Yes, I sure was. I was, you know, I'm trying to think how many years of my service was with the Red Bulls. And off the top of my head, I can't do that math, but I was in the Minnesota Guard since mid-2000 and retired in 2017. So all of that while I was wearing the Red Bull patch the whole time, now that I think about it.
And I saw your face when we were talking to Chief Warrant Officer Learned. You had a little flashback to Kuwait.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I mean, especially as they're dealing with that weather, I just think about the sandstorms that would blow through and the way the whole sky would just turn orange and then that dust would get into everything. I don't miss that weather.
And early in their deployment, they actually had floods over there.
I saw those pictures on Facebook. Yeah, people wearing, you know, grocery sacks over their boots, and that was probably the least of it. Quite a bit of flooding.
We were told it was lucky that our Red Bull soldiers had a lot of training up at Fargo with flooding, and so they knew what to do over in Kuwait.
You know, they probably came in pretty handy for sure. Yep.
So how many deployments did you go on?
So I was on three deployments. My first was actually with the North Dakota Guard before I moved to Minnesota. I went to Kosovo, but then ironically, I went back to Kosovo in 2007 with two of the 135. And then my last deployment was with the 34th Combat Aviation Brigade. We went to Kuwait as well and spent a little time north of the berm as well.
And a few years back, you were a guest on Minnesota Military Radio. We talked to you when you were over on the Norex Exchange. You were over in Norway.
In fact, I was. Yes, I remember those days fondly. Norway is so much fun. And the Norex is, as you well know, one of the best kept secrets, I think, of the Minnesota Guard, but of the military in general. As I understand it, that's the longest running military exchange between any two forces in the world. And so there's a really neat symmetry that happens there between the Norwegian Home Guard and the Minnesota Guard. It's just a fantastic training opportunity.
I think you're correct on that. And we were fortunate enough to take the radio show over there a couple of years ago. And what wonderful people. The Norwegian Guard are just, they were so welcoming. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I couldn't echo that enough. I mean, just it's a fantastic country just to begin with. It's so beautiful and so scenic. The people are so welcoming for sure.
And now you've retired from the Guard and you work for 3M.
Yes. So I started that transition in 2017. So about spring of 2017 is when I was deciding to hang it up. I've got two little ones at home. They're just about 2.5. I've got twin boys. And so I had over 20 years of service, and that was really the those sleepless days was kind of the encouragement to think about hanging it up. And so I really enjoyed my time in service, but it ended up being a very opportune transition because of, I think, in a sense, my military service. I know so many people at 3M that I was lucky enough to get to serve with. So it was just a very serendipitous timing, and it's been a great transition.
And the good news for you and the boys is they won't have to suffer through a deployment when Dad's gone.
In fact, that's true. I probably would have been right with 34th right now had I not got out when I did.
Now, I understand that you're part of the leadership of what's called the Military Support Network within 3M. Can you explain that to us?
Love to. And I'm really excited to get to talk about Military Support Network. So as I talk about my transition, I think 3M's MSN, I hope you'll forgive me for using an acronym, has been one of the things that's made it very easy to transition. So I'm currently the chair-elect for the Military Support Network, which is one of our nine ERNs, as we call them, which is our employee resource networks. And so some of the folks in the MSN I had served with, but most I had met for the first time, but the MSN is a great organization for supporting veterans and their families. And I can probably share a little bit of the history of the MSN if you're curious about that. It's been around for, this is our 10th anniversary, actually. And so we're getting ready to do some things later this year to mark that milestone. Our military support network was really born out of an event in 2008. So now retired 3Mer Sandy Masterson had lost her son, Corporal Connor Masterson, in action over in Afghanistan. And when that event happened, her 3M family rallied around her, and it became pretty evident that we needed a broader effort to continue to do that. You know, and as we see 34th deployed right now, deployments have such a broad impact. And so the Military Support Network has just grown tremendously since then. So from that original crew of probably about a dozen, we have over 1,000 members now, and we've got 19 different subchapters across the U.S., and we're actually talking to a group in Germany for our first international chapter potentially.
Very good. We're talking to Niels Gott from 3M on Minnesota Military Radio. And Niels, we haven't seen Sandy for, well, I see her last year at the Scoop for the Troops, and that's coming up this year. One of our favorite Gold Star moms, and what a delightful lady. She's turned a terrible tragedy into something really special at 3M.
Absolutely. And it's great to see that something good come out of that tragedy, as you say. You know, we had the opportunity to get to host the Yellow Ribbon Network conference last fall in September. And so she was out there coming back to 3M as well. So fantastic to get to see her.
Now, we were just talking to Chief Warrant Officer Mark Learned from Kuwait. What can he and his wife, what can his family expect from as far as support from the 3M Military Support Network during a deployment?
So we're a Yellow Ribbon company, which we're very proud of. And so that's one of the most obvious things that they can expect is that Yellow Ribbon connection. So as you well know, when soldiers deploy, the family members find themselves adjusting to balance all those other duties, whether it's shoveling when we get such great snow in February, whether it's mowing the lawn in the summer. It's a lot of those household chores tend to be kind of a burden because you got one less person to do that, and you're shifting your family responsibilities. So the Yellow Ribbon Network is a great way to try to adjust to fill some of that gap, and we're proud to be part of that. That's part of why we're a Yellow Ribbon company. And so that's definitely one way that we contribute. You know, and we try to be very mindful of who is deployed because they are a member of our fabric, a member of our family. And so it's not just those household chore things that we want to make sure that we're trying to help out. It's just reaching out to that family, checking in and making sure that they're okay and seeing what else they need from us.
So, Niels, we've had 3M on the show many times over the last 9 years, and we've talked about some awards they've won from the Employer Supported Guard and Reserve, ESGR.
Right.
And of course, they're a Yellow Ribbon company. As you said, you hosted that, and now you're coming into the leadership of the Military Support Network. One of the key things that we've seen over the years is great support from top leadership at 3M to take care of their reservists and guards that are members there.
That's tremendous. You know, without that support, I don't know that we would get as much done as we're able to. And so that sponsorship at the executive level has really been fantastic. And so one of the things that we like to try to do is figure out how we can partner with local agencies as well. I think I was sharing with you that we met with MACV just recently, another great Minnesota organization doing great things for veterans. And that really helps to support one of our pillars in the Military Support Network. So having that top leadership support of our organization allows us to do some really great things in the community, whether it's with Yellow Ribbon or MACV. We've got three pillars that we really care about in the Military Support Network, the first being veterans' needs, and then closely behind that, supporting our service members' families. And so that's very opportune that we're getting to talk with Mark as 34th is in the midst of their mission set right now. Our third pillar is really kind of a product of those first two pillars. We want to be an employer of choice for veterans. And we think that if we do those first two things right, supporting veterans and supporting their families, the third tends to happen naturally because then our actions speak louder than words. And so that executive leadership really helps us to make good on those pillars.
So is 3M looking for veterans? Are you hiring?
Always. Absolutely. You know, and there's a lot of great ways to do that. And so we're actually in the Military Support Network. We're working on making that a more formal process because we want to make sure that we capture that pipeline. We know as veterans what a great opportunity it is to bring that military service into our organization, into our company. And I think our executive leadership understands that as well. So we're actually working on building an externally facing webpage. It's completely in the design phase right now, but we want to make that an easier process. Right now, we've got some great networks to try to bring veterans in, but we've got a variety of positions, whether it's here at the corporate headquarters or even in the plants. And so, you know, that's more of a national focus, but here in Minnesota, we've got a lot of great opportunity, whether it's, again, here in St. Paul or we've got great plants in Hutchinson, Red Wing, all over the state.
And Niels, I want to just give a shout out to 3M. I'm on the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and 3M has been a founding sponsor of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classics. And this is our 10th year that you've been with us. And of course, we raise money to give out grants to Minnesota military families in financial need due to financial emergencies due to service to country. And 3M has been a great supporter. So I want to thank you and your network for doing that.
That's fantastic. You know, and I feel guilty taking the credit for it, but I'm glad that our company is part of that because it's a great, in fact, as a soldier, I got to benefit from that fund at one point. So it's a fantastic event and a fantastic organization. So thank you for making that happen.
Yeah, you know, I ought to follow up with that. As a soldier that benefited from a grant, how important is it that when you're deployed and you're in need and something happens that the MMFF steps up, pays that grant, solves the problem, then you can keep an eye on the mission?
It's tremendous, because that's the thing, is that when you're deployed, you're focused on that mission. And the second that something happens with your family, it really messes with where you're at. Because your family is everything, and you want to make sure that your family's taken care of. And so when the MMFF can step in and cut through all of any of that bureaucracy and solve that problem, it gives you such a tremendous sense of relief. So I can't say enough good things about what that organization does.
And then you can focus on the mission and get home safe.
Exactly, which is the big idea.
Niels, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come visit us at the studio today on Minnesota Military Radio.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We hope to have you back on sometime next year.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
That was Niels Gott from 3M on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we'll learn about another Yellow Ribbon company. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we'll talk to the Yellow Ribbon company, General Mills. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is committed to reducing the impact of the agency's operations on the environment and society. Here at MDVA, we have several practices that have been implemented throughout the agency to reach our sustainability goals. Our sustainable practices impact energy, water, waste, and fleet planning. Firstly, we begin with the education of the MDVA staff through monthly trainings. MDVA, along with the other agencies, have modestly reduced fossil fuel consumption by over 700,000 gallons through recent purchases of more efficient vehicles such as gas-powered hybrids, plug-in hybrids, and all-electric vehicles. We plan to install an electric vehicle charging station at our Minneapolis home as our first commitment to electrifying our light fleet. As a whole, state agencies have reduced energy intensity per square foot through over 308 documented energy conservation measures. To reduce waste, we are expanding organic recycling on our Minneapolis campus. All these plans and practices help MDVA get closer to a more sustainable future.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now from the Department of Military Affairs, State of Minnesota, is Annette Kuiper, the Director of Military Outreach, and we like to refer to her as our Yellow Ribbon Lady. Annette, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be here.
Annette, how are we doing with the Yellow Ribbon communities, Yellow Ribbon companies? There's a lot of people that you've talked to over the years all over Minnesota.
Yes, we're up to 66 Yellow Ribbon companies, and we have over 90 Yellow Ribbon community networks in 230 cities across the state.
And I'll bet some of those networks were busy in February helping people shovel some of the snow.
Lots of requests coming in. So we had our Yellow Ribbon Company employees going out and helping our veterans with snow shoveling, and our community networks very busy this month.
And Annette, this week we're going to check in with a Yellow Ribbon company that became Yellow Ribbon some years ago.
Yes, they did. I've been working to get some wonderful guests from General Mills, one of our wonderful Minnesota institutional companies, and they became a Yellow Ribbon company and have certainly led the way for other Yellow Ribbon companies across the state.
So they became Yellow Ribbon November 8th, 2012. This is General Mills. And who did you bring with you today?
So today I have two wonderful people who are going to tell us all about what's going on at General Mills. Taylor Leeper and Joel Stamp are here today representing General Mills as a Yellow Ribbon company.
Taylor and Joel, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Taylor, I want to start with you. I understand you're the Talent Acquisition Manager.
Yes, I am. One of many.
Is that would that indicate that General Mills is hiring?
We are. We are always hiring at General Mills. Yes, looking for some great veteran talent to bring in to join our wonderful organization.
And I understand that you worked very hard for many years on veteran recruiting.
I did. Yes, I did. I joined General Mills about 7 years ago, and about 5 years ago, actually, had the opportunity to get involved with our Veterans Network and really starting the journey on our veteran recruiting initiatives and our strategy. So that has been a passion of mine and something that I've been fortunate to help lead for the company over the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 years.
And I also understand you've been hiring more and more veterans each year.
We have. We've seen a substantial growth in our numbers over the last 5 years. And so very exciting for General Mills.
And of course, that was one of the commitments you made.
It was.
When you became Yellow Ribbon.
It was, yes.
Well, great work. And Joel, I want to come to you. I understand that you were and are still in the military.
Yeah, that's correct. I joined the Army National Guard in 1999 as a Private E1 in the Iowa Guard. and have recently, last week in February, hit my 20 years of service and continue on.
And somewhere along the line, you became an officer and you're now a major.
Yeah, Iowa State University ROTC all the way. Commissioned in 2004 and have been serving in the Minnesota Guard since 2010. And enjoy it. And it's met a great amount of good individuals, and I love serving.
A lot of education along the way, including a Master's of Business Administration from the Carlson School.
That's correct. Actually, I was very fortunate to receive support both from the military and from General Mills to accomplish that degree.
And how and when did you get to General Mills?
Came to General Mills in 2007 when I relocated up here to as my wife and I got engaged. And actually was notified to deploy with the Iowa Guard at the time to go to Iraq, Kuwait and Iraq. And so General Mills was very supportive of me, although it was a little challenging to navigate. We did not have a veterans network at that time. And so having that veteran network now is made things much easier for current veterans and current service members as they go to deploy.
How do they make a difference now when you didn't have that before?
Well, now it's a lot easier to navigate the policies for leave and return to work, as well as the pay policy for differential pay. Also, we try to make sure that we're reaching out to family members as well as the current manager of that employee. So we actually plan to pack some care packages next week for one of our members that are currently deployed with the 34th Infantry Division.
They're off with the Red Bulls in Kuwait, I would guess.
That is correct.
All right. Well, that's great support for them and their family, I would imagine, while they're gone.
That's correct. Yeah. Last year, we had an Air National Guard member deployed, and we also raked leaves for his wife, and that was a big undertaking. But we got it done in about 30 minutes with about 20 individuals, so it didn't take long with the amount of support we had.
We're speaking with Joel Stamp and Taylor Leeper from General Mills on Minnesota Military Radio. Taylor, can you tell us what are some of the best practices that you've learned as being part of the Yellow Ribbon networks? And I would guess you go to some of these twice per year gatherings of those companies.
Yeah. So from a recruiting perspective, I would say what's really been instrumental for us is our partnership with the Yellow Ribbon, but then also with our internal veterans network. So for companies new on this journey, I can't speak highly enough of really getting that internal support and that network to help you champion to other leaders and others in the organization our efforts. And so some of the things that we've really done to take this forward is looking at different career fairs throughout the country. So definitely participate locally in a lot here. But then also we are a global company, so looking at different conferences throughout the U.S. for our many manufacturing facilities. I think a lot of it is trial by error, too. You're going to go to some conferences that are very successful and maybe other conferences that are not, but just continuing along the way in the journey. Yeah.
For all the companies that have become Yellow Ribbon, a couple times a year you have a gathering. You've got one coming up.
Yes, we have one coming up at the Mall America, and General Mills hosted one a few years ago, and they did an amazing job sharing all their best practices with all the other companies.
So it's a good opportunity for all these corporate giants and some smaller firms here in Minnesota to get together and just kind of compare notes. What are you doing to help support the military? What are you doing to help support veterans and their families in your communities and learn from each other? And a side benefit is employees from all these great corporations get to know each other, and it always helps in your career, doesn't it, Major?
That's correct, yeah. The amount of individuals I have met through the Yellow Ribbon in terms of wanting support or have supported other veterans makes it much easier when we have a new veteran leaving the service or a dual serving veteran who's looking for employment to be able to reach out. When one company doesn't have an opening, another may, and it's a lot easier to help get that veteran employment when you have that those relationships built.
And Taylor, we've already touched on this because you've helped increase veteran hiring at General Mills, but that was one of the commitments you make when you become Yellow Ribbon, is to recruit and hire veterans.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very proud of that. This last fiscal year, we ended at 12% of our hires in the U.S. were veterans. And that's against roughly, currently, it's 6.4% is the annual national percentage of veterans in the civilian labor force. So we're very proud to have that 12% representation at General Mills of incoming hires.
Now, Taylor, do you track some of that? Do the veterans, do the veterans stay with the company longer than
Yeah,
than
we do.
Others?
We do. We do have some internal metrics that we look at as far as retention goes and just overall satisfaction of hires and whatnot. So yes, we do. We are tracking that.
So Major, some of your troops are doing a good job at General Mills.
They are. We find that the veteran talent comes in and they're really highly motivated, highly aggressive. Managers are pleased with the work that they do and couldn't say more.
Mm-hmm. The network has been instrumental, too. If you're thinking about coming into General Mills, you already have this group of individuals that are there to help support you and onboard you. And really that collaboration and sense of family, it carries throughout the veterans network. So it has been instrumental in helping us recruit and retain our veteran talent.
So the internal military support network at General Mills is valuable for your mm-hmm. veterans to join.
It is, yes. We focus heavily on internal development and helping those new individuals navigate the culture as well as how to understand General Mills as a big company and how to fit in. And so it really provides a lot of value both internally as well as the external support we do, not just for our veterans, but the veterans that need it throughout the state.
We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with General Mills, which became a Yellow Ribbon company in November of 2012. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to some representatives of General Mills, which was which became a Yellow Ribbon company in November 2012. We have Annette Kuiper in the studio with us, who is the Director of Military Outreach for the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs, Joel Stamp, who's the Manager of National Temp Controlled Transportation from General Mills, and Ms. Taylor Leeper, a Talent Acquisition Manager at General Mills. And we've been talking about all the things they've learned since 2012 after they became a Yellow Ribbon company. And Major, I want to come back to you. I think we met when I was hosting an awards banquet for the ESGR, and General Mills got some awards. Can you tell us about some of the awards that they've earned?
Yeah, that's correct. We've, due to the support that we've done both through the Yellow Ribbon as well as internally and externally, we were granted multiple above and beyond awards. And I believe the year we met, we had just won the Freedom Award and the Pro Patria in the state. And so that was a unique experience. We got to go out to the Pentagon and receive the Department of Defense Freedom Award. And we've been very grateful for that.
And of course, ESGR stands for Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. And it's something that a corporation has to stand up and say, we're going to be good citizens, we're going to take care of our Guard and Reserve members, and we're going to obey the laws and take good care of them while they're in case they're deployed like you were.
That's correct. And not only meet the intent, but exceed the intent of the spirit of the law.
I want to move on to another item, and that is outreach initiatives. One of the things that we see with Yellow Ribbon companies is they get involved in the community and they get involved in helping support our military and our veterans and their families. Has General Mills been heavy on that item?
We have been very heavy in the terms of external support to veterans. We've done many initiatives even before the network was formed. We've had a lot of employees that have been very passionate around the support that we do externally. We've done Tee It Up for the Troops for 7 years, raising money for disabled veterans. We've done holiday cards for 11 years, with just this year alone, 1,500 holiday cards sent. We've done some partnership with Operation Gratitude for care packages. We've done the WCCO Home for the Holidays event for 2 years now. Scoops for Troops, which is ice cream and an event that we did to raise money for soldiers. We've done that for 9. And then we've done student mentoring for 5 years across various universities.
So you're getting good support from the leadership and all the employees from General Mills. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to participate in all of those events.
That is correct. A lot of support. It requires a lot of volunteer time and pulls people away from their job, and our employer is very supportive of that.
That's great to hear. Taylor, I want to come to you. You've been General Mills has been a Yellow Ribbon company since 2012. Can you explain, has General Mills gained What does the organization gain by becoming Yellow Ribbon?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is it's really helped us drive, real deep focus or deeper focus, I should say, on our veterans initiatives. It's also allowed us to grow deeper partnerships with our other companies located in the Twin Cities, so benchmarking and additional support. I think overall it's just helped really bring greater awareness to our leadership on the activities really affecting today's veterans and also our dual-serving reserves and guards.
And quickly, what advice would you give other companies if they were thinking about becoming Yellow Ribbon and coming under Annette's control and under her, she tries to show people what to do.
Do it. There's no better place to be. Annette's provided us great leadership, and you're only going to see your company greatly benefit from becoming a Yellow Ribbon company. So I'd encourage you to strongly consider joining.
Very good. Annette, General Mills has been busy. What another great company. They've been Yellow Ribbon for years.
They have been amazing partners. They help us with our mentorship, with sharing their best practices with other companies, hosting Yellow Ribbon Company Seminar. I just can't speak enough for their wonderful partnership in the state and beyond.
Well, Annette, I always wonder who you're going to bring in next, but you're up to 66 companies. How quick are you going to get up to 70?
Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. And General Mills sharing all these wonderful stories is only going to help us add more to our plate and have more companies join our club.
Well, I'm fascinated, and I'm anxious to see who you're bringing in next. Thanks, Annette. And Joel and Taylor, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Yep, thanks, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
That was Joel Stamp and Tyler Leeper from General Mills on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Robbie Robinson, the Goodhue County Veteran Service Officer and also the President of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Robbie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
I hope we put all that February and April snow behind us. Did all our veterans come through that all right?
I think so. I think most veterans are glad that it's quit snowing and the offices are really getting busy.
Well, that's good. Now, you're the Goodhue County Veteran Service Officer, but we have Veteran Service Officers, at least one in every county in Minnesota, don't we?
Yes, we do. All 87 counties have at least one Veteran Service Officer, if not more.
And with the support of your association and all of the educational training that you do for all of those county Veteran Service Officers, they make it their business to know where all the resources are to help our veterans.
That's correct. Last week, we had one of our spring training conferences and learned about all the new changes going on at the VA.
So for our veterans out there, if you served in the military and if you need any help or any guidance about anything related to that service, all you need to do is go find your county veteran service officer. They're usually located somewhere near the city hall or the courthouse, and either make an appointment or call them up. Go on in and see them and bring your DD-214, and even if you can't find it, your fellow veteran service officers can help them with that, Robbie.
Yep. If we can't find it in the courthouse or you don't have it, we can always send off to St. Louis Fort and get a copy of your DD-214.
Great. Now, Robbie, we wanted to talk today about the Appeals Modernization Act that was passed in August of 2017, Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act, went into effect on February 19 of this year. What does that law do for us?
Well, the law changes the Veteran Benefit Administration's claims and appeals processes and their decision notification requirements.
So which veterans is that going to impact?
Well, it's going to impact the Veterans Benefit Administration, the Veterans Hospital Administration, National Cemetery Administration, all veterans who are benefits claimants, all veteran benefit lines such as compensation, pension, fiduciary service, and all claims and appeals personnel at the VA.
You know, it's affecting all those people. I sure hope the Modernization Act is a good thing. But under that, the new appeals process, are appeals submitted in the same manner?
Well, no, not necessarily. The AMA features a three-option framework now for claimants to choose from when they are, for them to choose when they're dissatisfied with the VA's decision on their claim. The first one is a supplemental claim. And that replaces the reconsiderations and reopening claims like we used to do with new and material evidence. And the VA will re-adjudicate a claim if new and relevant evidence is presented or identified with a supplemental claim. And the decision makers for this lane are Veteran Service Representatives and Rating Service Representatives. Then there's a higher level review, which allows more experienced VA employee to take a second look at the evidence that was submitted with the claim. And these decision makers will be decision review officers and senior veterans review officers. Then the third lane is the Board of Appeal to Board of Veterans Appeals. There are three dockets there. There's the evidence-only docket, the direct docket, and the hearing docket. As you can see, there's a lot of changes in the veteran benefits world. And if you have questions about the Appeals Modernization Act or any other veterans benefits, make sure you contact your veteran service officer. And if you know your, if you don't know your service officer, go to macvso.org and click on Find Your CVSO, and they'll be there.
Robbie, thanks for joining us again today.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure.
This is Robbie Robinson, the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Two mentions today, the Minnesota Veterans Home in Minneapolis will be hosting an on-site job fair on April 24th from 12 to 5 p.m. The Minneapolis Home is looking for certified nursing assistants, licensed practical nurses, food service, housekeeping, facility operations, and more. Join their dedicated team in serving our nation's heroes. For more information, visit minnesotaveteran.org/Minneapolis Job Fair. And the 12th annual Scoops for the Troops will be held at Arden Hills Training Center April 28th from 10 to 3. This family-friendly event raises money through Tribute to the Troops for post-secondary education for Gold Star families through participation in a 5K run, 3K walk, bake sale, food trucks, and silent auction. Join Goldie Gopher and the White Bear for all the fun. For more information, go to scoopsfortroops.net. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Chief Warrant Officer Mark Learned, Niels Gotts, Joel Stamp, Taylor and Leeper from General Mills, Robbie Robinson, Commissioner Larry Herkey of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk about the greening of the VA and meet the new Senior Enlisted Advisor for the Air National Guard. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life next week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.